Thanks for listening.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, we'll host trials to our final derby of the season, the Grade 2 Southern California Derby. Many of the top sophomores in the country will be in action, led by Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks winner, Shaken Going On, and Town Policy Handicap winner, Astronomical 123, plus a slew of outstanding derby contenders. It's an action-packed program with the 10 fastest sophomores advancing to the Southern California Derby Final. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool for this promotion has now reached over $100,000. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the Southern California Derby Trials this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
The thrill of the race is in the Vet, and nobody does betting like TwinSpires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to bet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving holiday. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, you can catch us nationwide at ThoroughbredLA.com. That'll be either be live or archived. A lot going on in the game, certainly at Del Mar. The Autumn Turf Festival wraps up, and we are really blessed to have good weather here. Closing weekend, three of the four stakes on the grass, a total of nine races today. And turf, certainly a big, big emphasis. One grade one, that'll be the Matriarch for fillies and mares as race seven at a flat mile. And, of course, this race run for so many years at the autumn meet over at the now-shuttered Hollywood Park. Big news around the country. At Churchill Downs yesterday, a tremendous card of just two-year-olds. Brad Cox, John Hardoon, Justin Forms had five wins all on the day, all in combination with Irad Ortiz. And we got some pick six news as well at Del Mar. A single winning ticket that came back $52,000 and change. And we have a carryover at Aqueduct, mandatory payout, I'm told, at Churchill Downs. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and check in with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets and get his thoughts. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. First of all, congratulations on a great day on radio yesterday at Aqueduct yesterday. You had Rio Mo 88 at $6.76. Actually, it was Mo 88. That was in race 10, Mo 88. And at Del Mar in the 11th and final, you had Uncle Harry, and I heard you talk about the horse with Bob Ike and John Lindo yesterday. Gave some very, very well-reasoned justifications for thinking the horse could improve under Diego Herrera, who had ridden him in his previous start. and anybody who followed you. We got a $17.40 mutual. Well done, John.
Thanks, Mike. That works. And really a terrific ride by Diego Herrera. You know, he's having a tough meet. He was, I think, 1-for-45 going in, but that has to help. And when you get a winner, you get confidence, and hopefully, you know, it'll start things for him, because he gets hot for a while, and he's a good rider, Mike. He's not a 1-for-45 rider, you know, and he gave that horse really a terrific ride. He never left the inside when he could have, and that's what made the difference.
He works really hard. He's one of so many that he, you know, he needs live mounts. Certainly another guy in that category booted home a 68.5-1 shot yesterday in the Grade 2 Seabiscuit. That was the fifth at Del Mar, John, at a mile and one sixteenth on the grass. Ricky Gonzalez on call sign 7 for Michael McCarthy. And I'm watching the race, and I always kind of watch Ricky. I'm good friends with his agent, Brandon O'Brien. Turn him for home, I lost him. I thought, well, he's going to get fanned way wide, no chance. And then all of a sudden, here he comes up the fence the last 16th of a mile and wins by a half a length, $139 win mutual in race 5. Of course, that's the anchor leg to the early pick 5. Nobody had it, John. So it's amazing. We've got an early pick 5 carryover at Del Mar of $329.773. So I think people going to be getting real busy real quick.
Yeah, well, it's carryover Sunday, because at Churchill, it's a mandatory payout in their 20-cent pick 6, and that pool's going to hit well over $3 million.
Really?
Aqueduct has their dollar pick 6 carryover $79,000. And, of course, Del Mar has the early pick 5 carryover, which I'm sure will hit close to $2 million. By the way, that Ricky Gonzalez horse, what a terrific ride.
Yeah.
What a training job, Mike. Mike McCarthy had this horse out since last March. The last time this horse ran was March 2nd at Santa Anita, and he brings this horse back to win the Seabiscuit. That's really a terrific training feat. It really is.
And I mean, that's why you got that kind of a price.
Yeah.
20 to 1 on the morning line. You got more than three times that in real time.
Yeah, and if I replayed the race, I don't think I could have him again, to be honest with you. It was that tough a spot to bring this horse back in. But listen, it was really a great ride, and good for them. And again, a terrific training job, I think.
I agree with you. And, John, I've got the voice of Del Mar coming on right after you, Larry Colmus, this morning. I was amazed that he picked the horse up like he did, because I think announcers, you're wired to try and follow the horses that are getting supported in the tote. And here's a horse that just disappeared. It looked, you know, his form, as you said, he'd been away so long. He was dismissed in the tote, in the live wagering, 68-1, and Larry was all over it. I thought a great job on all fronts.
It really was. And they interviewed Mike McCarthy after the race, and he didn't want to run in this spot. He said they couldn't fill any races for him, so he had no choice. The horse wanted to run, so he threw him in here. And,
yeah.
Just never know what happens in this game, Mike. You know, you can get shocked every day.
Exactly. Hey, I want to ask you about Brad Cox at Churchill Downs yesterday. What an afternoon. 5 wins, all in concert with Irad Ortiz. How good is this 2-year-old he's got? Further ado, he took the Kentucky Jockey Club at the same distance he broke his maiden at in his second start, going a mile and a 16. Now, he broke his maiden by 20. Yesterday, he had to work for it. Your take on the way he ran and what his future may hold?
Well, he ran very big in the last race when he broke his maiden at Churchill. He ran a 7 on the sheet, so he really figured to react, and I'm sure he reacted, but he still got the job done. Listen, Brad Cox had a very quiet year for Brad Cox. He was not a factor in the Derby this year. At the Breeders' Cup, he only had 2 entrants, and both of them were on the turf. So you could be sure that he is loaded for Barrett next year, and he's getting started early, Mike. He had a disappointing year for him. He's one of the top 5 trainers in the world, and he had an off year, but they're loaded for Bear this year. Yesterday, all 2-year-old races, and he won 5 races. So
unreal.
You can be sure he's well stuck. And
yeah.
Irad Ortiz, who moved his tack now to Kentucky, I'm sure riding in the Cox Barn, certainly had a lot to do with that move.
We look for him to be at the Cox Barn on a regular basis based on yesterday's results, huh?
Yeah, donuts and coffee every morning for the whole crew.
Hey, Let's continue to talk a little bit about jockeys. We mentioned Ricky Gonzalez, just an absolutely tremendous job on a 68-1 shot yesterday. What about this guy, Mirko DeMuro? He's no kid, 42 years of age. Everybody talks about that he was, you know, he'd ridden for Mandela here some years ago. I don't remember it, but I've talked to him several times. I talked to him and his agent, Tony Matos, out at Santa Anita Friday morning. Speaks fluent English. He just, you know, in talking with Bob Icke and Kurt Hoover, it seems like he's really a great judge of pace, John, and it's going to be interesting when we get to Santa Anita the day after Christmas.
Well, it's pretty interesting because when he came here, he was highly regarded, Mike, and let's be honest, he was off to a bit of a slow start. He didn't have a lot of,
Past summer, yeah.
Right. He didn't have a lot of success early, and that's the worst thing you could do when you're a new jock at a new track. You want to, you know, make yourself known as soon as possible. It didn't work out well for him, but then all of a sudden he took off, and now he's everything they build him up to be. He's terrific. I mean, he gets everything out of horses, and he's really a good, well-polished rider.
His agent is a good friend, John, Tony Matos, one of the true characters of the game. He's in his mid-80s. He's always a little bit vague. But I can tell you, he's got an extra bounce in his step right now with a hot hand in the name of Mirko DeMuro.
He certainly should, and he should be real happy, you know. And listen, it's tough being a good rider in Southern California, Mike. There's just not enough horses to go around for the good riders. So the idea is, you know, is to get hot and people take advantage of it and use you. Again, it's not easy. The jocks room at Santa Anita, I mean, they're having 5, 6, 7 horses in a race.
Right.
And you got 10 riders in the room that are terrific riders. What are they supposed to do?
Yeah.
So, it's just tough.
Hey, John, I've got Larry Colmus on deck. We understand the weather very much a concern at the Big A today.
Well, it started raining about 15 minutes ago, I heard. It's going to rain for on and off throughout the day, but not enough really to affect the track, Mike. For radio, first radio play on the show today, he's going to come in the 8th race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Yo Banana Boy. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Destin Heath Barn, Ricardo Santana aboard to ride. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. He was hung out wide last time out when the inside was the place to be. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 4, Yo Banana Boy, to win today's 8th race out at Aqueduct.
And John, the 8th at Aqueduct, again, it could be a little bit of an off track by then, but post time for the 8th is 3:39 Eastern. Give us the coordinates now on the website. And, of course, the Los Alamitos Winter Meet begins this Friday. Of course, today is closing day at Del Mar. So what can folks look for at the website?
Okay, well, today we have Gulfstream, we have Aqueduct, we have Churchill, and we have Del Mar. It's closing day out at Churchill, so we're going to wrap up the meet. But we're covering the Gulfstream Championship meet, which started on Thanksgiving. And, of course, we will continue with Los Alamitos when Del Mar closes. JONHARDOON.com.
And give us the pricing as well there, John.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Okay, terrific. John, looking forward to getting you back in hour two and take a look at the closing day card here at Del Mar. I got to say this, John, before we bid adieu. It was a little bit strange on Thanksgiving. Now, I'm pretty much kind of out of action doing a show here one day a week, but not having live racing in Southern California on Thanksgiving.
It was just as strange in New York not having Thanksgiving Day. They used to have post time at 11 o'clock. You'd get home by 2 to watch the football games. Everybody loved it. The last 2 years, they did away with it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, and I don't like it.
So, that's it. Well, you know, we're creatures of habit. I just remember so many Thanksgiving days at Hollywood Park, and regrettably, I wasn't with my family on several of those when my kids were real little because I was real busy at Hollywood. When you love what you're doing, it's not work. But anyway, I guess that's just the way it's going to be, but it's different. That's all I can say.
It's a strange feeling, Mike. It really is. And listen, they had other tracks, but it's just not the same.
Okay, John, thanks so much. We'll check you back in an hour or so.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. As advertised right now, going to head down to Del Mar and say hello to an old friend and a guy who is who's made it in this game. He is the voice of the Kentucky Derby and Preakness on NBC, as well as the Breeders' Cup. And with Trevor Dimon officially retiring early this past summer, he is now the full-time voice of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. His name is Larry Colmus. Hey, Larry, good morning. Thanks for making time, and belated happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yeah, same to you, Mike. Always a pleasure to be on with you. And it's been a fun and quick month for sure here at Del Mar. I can't believe it's over today.
Really been blessed with the good weather to close things out after, as you know, we had one cancellation a week ago Friday. But, boy, things have straightened around and just seems like optimal conditions, both turf and the main track. What about from your vantage point, Larry?
Yeah, for sure. It looks like it's going to be another perfect day here. Right now we've got the marine layer, as we always have in the morning, hanging around, but it usually goes away around noonish, and we'll be good to go with sunny skies, and can't wait to see what happens. An outstanding card, and you guys were just talking about Mirko de Moro, and the jockeys' race is still undecided. We've got our own little Italy in the jockeys' room here with those three guys who are going to determine whether it's going to be Frasu, Rispoli, or Mirko de Moro, who's going to be the top jock of the meet. It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, they're really doing well. And I've mentioned Mirko de Moro. He's ridden all over the world. He told me the other morning he's going to Japan to take care of some business during this interim between Del Mar and Santa Anita. But he'll be back opening day. A new face as of last summer, and it's just, competition makes everybody better. Really looking forward to both Los Alamitos on Friday, the upcoming Santa Anita meet, and, of course, this thing shaking out on closing day with mandatory payouts at Del Mar.
Yeah, and the Pick 5 carryover. The early
big time.
Pick 5 of a huge one, what, 300-something
thousand? 329,773, and that's unreal. That's that really popular low takeout 50-cent early Pick 5, so everybody's going to be jumping in on that. I mentioned a few minutes ago, Larry, I was really struck by your call in the fifth race, yesterday, the final leg in that early 5, the Grade 2 Seabiscuit at a mile and 16th on turf, because you picked up the longest shot in the field. You were all over him. He burst from the crowd a 16th of a mile out at the rail. You nailed it. And that's not the easiest thing to do when you got a long shot horse. Doesn't really seem to factor. He's dead in the wagering and so on. Just the way you approach a race like that, and I know you were glad you had him.
Yeah, just happy I saw him. It was one of those situations. Turf racing is so much more of a challenge, I think, than dirt racing for race callers, because they tend to make their moves at the last minute, at the last 16th
exactly.
of a mile, they're all coming. And in that race, they were all coming. And a lot of times, and I've been caught with this, unfortunately, in the Kentucky Derby a couple of times with looking outside for moves, because that's where most of them come from. And every once in a while, the move comes from the inside. And I think over the years you start realizing, okay, you got to really pay attention. And I just happened to see Ricky Gonzalez bursting through there. Talk about another underrated jockey, by the way. I think Ricky's a terrific rider.
Agreed.
And he rode that horse perfectly. And really exciting finish there. And not only did it cause a Pick 5 carryover, but I'm sure it made anybody who backed that horse a whole lot of money. So that was a lot of fun.
Our guest is Larry Colmus, has noted, the voice of the Kentucky Derby and Preakness along with the Breeders' Cup on NBC, and the now year-round voice of the Del Mar Thoroughbred Club. Larry, let me ask you this. And we first met, I think it was like February of 1989 up at Golden Gate Fields. I think at that time you were the youngest announcer at a major track in North America. But just as a general rule as an announcer, isn't it true you want to make sure you've got a good idea where the horses are that figure in terms of the wagering? That's your priority going in, but you got to let the race unfold and just describe what you see, correct?
Yeah, especially in the bigger races. I mean, you want to pay attention, I guess, in every race as far as that goes, is who the favorite is. And that's, you know, like we had a race yesterday where I saw the two Billy McLean horses were both like a million to one in the short field, and they finished in a photo for third. And I picked up the fact that they were stable mates because I just kind of paid attention to that in advance. And, you kind of want to just have a feel for what you think might happen and then react. And if you can, you know, if it's something that's unexpected, then say that in the call, you know? That works out.
Larry, speaking of the turf and the Italian contingent, we had Rispoli and Fresu run 1-2 in the Hollywood Derby yesterday. Juan Hernandez was on the 4-5 favorite test score. That was a classic turf finish, and Rispoli got the right trip. I thought Juan, you know, he was waiting for room, and man, it just, the turf course at Del Mar is tough. You got a short blast home. And even though you're loaded, things got to break your way. He ends up third, beating two next. But your take on the Hollywood Derby and the winner, Solomys, Chad Brown knocking down his fifth career Hollywood Derby there.
Yeah, I mean, a really good race and a great ride by Umberto. I mean, he kept Juan in there as long as he possibly could, and it was long enough that he was able to beat him. And was Juan on the best horse? I think so. I think Testor probably was the best horse, but yeah. he just couldn't find that room in time. And that happens on the turf a lot, especially, like you said, at Del Mar, where you have a narrow course. You know, I had dinner last night with two guys that have won a couple of races in their career named Smith and Velasquez. And so they were telling it was Leo O'Brien, who is of course, the father-in-law of John Velasquez. And they were talking about riding for him on the turf. And Leo O'Brien always, he told both those guys, he says, I want you on the rail always on the turf. And they're like, well, you know, Leo, sometimes you don't get through. He goes, I don't care. If you don't get through, we'll run him back next week. He said, "But if you're gonna have the best chance of winning, ride the rail on the turf, save ground." And that's that was a story they were telling last night. And he said they got stopped a few times, and he just like, "Nope, that's what I told you to do. We'll just run them right back next week, and hope that we'll get through next."
Yeah, don't worry about me complaining about it. This is what we need to do, Larry. What you just described is almost verbatim what I heard Bobby Frankel say several times regarding the turf. Now just sit there. Just sit there, save ground. It'll open up. You know, you don't want to go wide. You're going to flatten out. You know, I think there's just so much truth to it. And even at Del Mar, where you've got the concern with the short stretch, you just got to hope it opens and you can get up in time, and it doesn't always work out.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the situation. Put yourself in the best spot to possibly win, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But you know, unfortunately for Juan, it didn't happen yesterday. And you know, in a certain situations, he would have made the right call by doing what he did. It just didn't work out.
You know, Larry, you had dinner with two of the all-time greats there, Mike Smith, Johnny Velasquez, and those two guys. They truly are great students of the game, and they are so. In talking to both of them, they're so respectful of those who came before them. And I know Mike Smith developed a relationship with Eddie Arcaro when he was riding full-time down at Gulfstream Park. And Eddie really liked Mike. And Mike, he got a lot from Eddie. You know, Eddie, arguably, those who may not be aware of him, a case could be made, maybe the greatest big money rider of all time. Today, people might say Johnny V, Mike Smith. Now, there's other guys on the scene, but part of what makes those kind of guys great is their awareness of the entire situation. They know they didn't just show up and things started happening. A whole lot preceded them, and they've taken it all in, and it's made them the jocks they are and that they became.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously have had storied careers, and you know, we were talking about the horses they have ridden over the years, and I had to ask Johnny, who's the best horse you ever rode, and he didn't even hesitate. He told me Wise Dan,
wow,
was the one for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting, and you think about it, and that makes sense, you know. And it, you know, what was cool is the first Grade One race I ever called in my life was won by Mike Smith. That was Holy Bull in the '94 Haskell.
Oh,
and
man.
And the first Kentucky Derby I ever called was won by John Velasquez. It was Animal Kingdom, and I told those guys that story, and they loved it. You know, they have so much respect and love for each other too. I mean, to the point where Johnny V named his son after Mike.
Right. Ultimate respect. You know, Larry, our time is real short. Did you happen to ask Smith? I thought he might say Holy Bull as his best horse. Did you ask Mike who the best horse was he thought he ever rode?
Yeah, I think he was leaning toward Arrowgate.
Yeah.
But,
well, take a look at his Travers, right?
Holy Bull's right up there for sure, you know.
Take a look at Arrowgate winning the Travers. Last thing, Larry, man, it's really nice having you on. We got to do this more often. You mentioned you had dinner with two Hall of Fame jocks, two of the greatest, Mike Smith, Johnny Velasquez. You're doing okay these days. You're the full-time guy at Del Mar, NBC, blah, blah, blah. Larry, you didn't have to reach for the tab, did you?
Hell no.
Okay, good. Thank you. That makes me feel better. Yeah. Sometimes these guys can be a little close, as you know. But, hey, Larry, thanks so much for the time. Looking forward to all you bring to the announcer's booth here on closing day of the Bing Crosby meet at Del Mar. Thank you and great job.
My pleasure, Mike. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, talk to you soon. I'm going to step aside. John Lindo has a much-deserved day off. We're going to Brad Free with Daily Racing Form next out of the break. Then Orlando Gutierrez, they got some pivotal trials tonight, a couple of them for the Grade 2 SoCal Derby as we close in on the Champion of Champions and much more. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred L.A.
Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the...
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience.
betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thurman, Los Angeles. Before we get to Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, listen, folks, it's closing day at Del Mar. We've got big fields. We've got an early pick five carryover of better than $329,000. Take a shot at the data eel. If you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the data eel. Data eel is horse racing simplified. The data eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use data eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The data eel algorithms have already crunch the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. As advertised now, we head down to Del Mar, and we're joined by Brad Free from Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm looking forward to this Pick 5 carryover. We don't get these too often in Southern California. It's nice to have a big carryover on closing day. The meet should end on a good note and a nice little pot to shoot for in the first five races.
$329,773. Brad, you've done this a lot. How big do you think that pool could be by first race post time at 12:30?
Well, there's an old formula that I used to use when we had back when we had pick six carryovers on a regular basis. You take the carryover and divide it by the takeout rate, and that gives you the amount of new money that is generally expected to be wagered. So if that formula applies today, $2.3 million would be the amount of new money in the pool. And if $2.3 million is bet today, Mike, the effective takeout rate will be zero because we already have the $329,000 carryover going into today. So if $2.3 million is bet into the pick five today, takeout is zero, and you don't get that very often. So that's one reason why I'm looking forward to playing.
Real popular wager. In yesterday's pick six, we had a singleton, Brad, paid more than $52,000. Any word yet on where that was bought or for how much?
No, have not seen it. I was actually kind of surprised that Uncle Happy was covered in the last race. I think that I picked him on top at 1740, but it was just a shot. There, I think there were three horses that were covered, and he was one of them. And he got a great ride from Diego Herrera to get up there to spring the upset. But I have not heard where that ticket was purchased. Well,
Brad, I was just going to say that maybe a very good reason the horse was covered was you had him on top in America's Turf Authority. I hope you followed up. $17.40, heck of a job. I thought it was a great ride by Diego. Good on you, Brad.
It was. Yeah, no, it was. And believe me, that race, the last race yesterday, pretty much saved my day. So it's nice to get out in the last race of the day. It almost feels like I won money yesterday.
Hey, Brad, your best bet in the form today comes in the Grade 3 Cecil B. DeMille. That's the third race for two-year-olds at a mile on grass. And you've got Hey Nay Nay, the 7-5 morning line favorite, as your best bet in print. Your thoughts on the card today? Five out of the nine races are on the grass. And, you know, three out of the first four races are for California breds today. And I thought some good competitive races. We always encourage people to, you know, look at the Calbreds. Go to ctba.com if you're inclined to get involved with a stallion, if you've got mares and so on. A lot of incentives. But just your thoughts on the card overall, Brad.
Well, it's a good card on which to close the meet. I mean, we have the Grade 1 Matriarch, race 7, with fillies and mares going a mile on turf. We have three other lesser stakes races, including the Cecil B. DeMille, which is race number 3. Mike, I wish that Daily Racing Form had a way to not refer to, you know, a horse like Hey Nay Nay as best bet. Yes, he's my best bet.
Most probable, yeah.
Thank you. He's going to be odds on. He's the most probable winner on the card. He's perhaps not the best bet, but the most probable winner. Then you have the Stormy Liberal, 5 furlongs on turf. It's an absolute scramble. It's the anchor leg in the pick five. I think that's the race you have to go the deepest in the sequence. We talked briefly about the Matriarch, which suggested I think she's the horse to beat. A.G. Bullet is certainly the horse to catch. And yeah, then Hope Road is going to be very tough to beat in the Biakoa. There's a long shot in the Biakoa by the name of Warming, who's making her first start on dirt. Her connections have always wanted to move her to dirt, but she's been running so well on turf that they just haven't had the opportunity. They're taking the shot today, Warming. I think she has a chance to maybe outrun her odds, but Hope Road's going to be tough to beat in race 8 by a car.
And, you know, in talking to Aaron Wellman with Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, the owners of Warming, he'll tell you, man, they've had a ton of success with Johnny V, who they've got today over the years. And so anytime they get together, you got Graham Motion shipping out. Brad, really worth a look here, Warming at 8-1 in that Grade 3 by a co-op.
Yeah, and again, look, Bob Baffert has the favorite, Hope Road. Baffert has won the Biakoa, I think, 5 times in the last 8 years, and all 5 of his winners were heavily favored. And Hope Road's going to be tough to beat. She's probably going to be loose on the lead. But if she takes a misstep, or if Warming moves forward off of her turf form in her first start on dirt, who knows? Maybe she can spring an upset. If not, you're looking at a small exacta Hope Road over Warming. Maybe that'll pay, you know, $10.
All right, to distinguish between most probable winner and best bet. For the listeners, who's your best gamble today, Brad?
Well, it's in the Matriarch, and I like the Chad Brown Shipper Suggesta coming in. Just missed last time out in a Grade 1. She ran well. She's going to have to run down Ag Bullet. And Ag Bullet, I'm not sure she really wants to go a mile, but I'm not sure she doesn't either. And I know that she came into this race last year. She set the pace to Deep Stretch and finished third. I think that Ag Bullet is a better filly this year. She's a better mare. And if she's going to get a mile, it's going to be today. But I think that should suggest that, who's listed at 7-2, Chad Brown has won the Matriarch 4 of the last 5 years, 6 of the last 8. Flavian Pratt is aboard. And I suggest it looks to me like she's the best gamble on the card. And she's listed at a very appealing 7-2. Even if she goes down slightly, maybe 3-1 or so, I still like Suggesta to win the Matriarch, race number 7.
And post time for the Matriarch is at 3:32 Pacific, and Suggesta number 9 in race 7, that Grade 1 Matriarch. Brad, our time is short, man. Thank you so much for taking some for us, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving with the family with no racing this year.
Yeah, no, we really did. Had a great time. I'm looking forward to taking the next 3 weeks off, and I will be back in business on December 26th. At Santa Anita.
Just in time. Thanks so much, Brad.
Talk to you soon, Mike.
Appreciate it. Let's get down Cotello, and we'll say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts there at night and does a whole lot during the day. Orlando, first things first, you got Dr. Allred and Kathy kicking $10,000 into your traditional $2 pick six, an eight race card which starts at 5:05. The pick six races 3 through 8, and you got a couple of very important trials to the Grade Two Southern California Derby. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be a very fast-paced card with 8 races on tap, and of course, all the big bets here at Los Alamitos, the early pick 4, the pick 6, like you mentioned, and race number 3. And those pools have been really strong, over the past 3-4 months. Last week, we went over 100,000. We should be around 70,000 for the total pool tonight, the late pick 4 following. And these two trials will be part of the late pick 4 and some outstanding runners. 20 horses in total going for top 10 spots to advance to the Southern California Derby final. You know, the 20 horses, 6 of them have won stakes races already this year at Los Alamitos. In the opening trial, race number 7, Shaking Going On has been the top filly here at Los Al, has 4 wins from 5 stars. 3 of them have been in stakes races. She won the Los Alamitos Oaks, a Grade 1 race. She'll be going against favorite Joss Hawk, who's been in some dogfights recently with defending champ. He got the best of him in the Golden State Derby. He's a Grade 1 winner during his juvenile campaign. There's one interesting horse in this trial. CCR Political Rap was just completely dominant in the Northwest area when 5-4-5 up there came here to Los Al, ran a nice second at 110 yards. Let's see what he does against the big, big sophomores here. In race number 8, there's 4 stakes winners here. Defending champ, who I mentioned, ran second in the Golden State Derby, won the Governor's Cup Derby, just had a really rough trip in the Super Derby, broke slow, lost his path, never got going in the Super Derby trials. He's going to be very tough in race 8. Then you have Show and Tell Cartel, the El Primero winning, Train Bitaka, who's won 3 stakes races this season, and Astronomical 1-2-3, the Town Policy winner as well. So really good group here in races 7 and 8. For the trials to the Southern California Derby, Mike.
Okay, give us a best bet on the nighttime card, and then I want to talk to you about your upcoming winter meet.
I'll go to race number 2. This is a 4.5 furlong thoroughbred race, and I'll go with the 3. You're in Trouble, 3-1 on the morning line. Very consistent in terms of always showing good speed early. Was an unlucky second last out. Took the lead after chasing really hard and just got caught by a rallying horse. I think this time around will show speed once again, versatile enough that I can run off the pace. Number 3, You're in Trouble at 3-1. That'll be my pick in race number 2 tonight.
Okay, and then the winter meet kicks off this Friday. Give us post times and the length of the meet and so on.
Yeah, we'll start off on Friday, December 5th. We'll have 6 racing days, so we'll run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the next 2 weeks. Post time will be 12:30 p.m. every single day, mm-hmm. And we'll have stakes races every weekend program. The opening weekend, we'll have the Starlet, as well as the Soviet Problem. And on closing weekend, on December 13th, the Los Alamitos Futurity. That'll be the same day as the Champion of Champions at night. And then on closing day, December 14th, that'll be the King Glorious during the day. And at nighttime, we'll have the Los Alamitos 2 Million Futurity. So a lot coming up at Los Alamitos. Again, opening day is December 5th, next Friday, and our handicapping contest will be on Saturday, December 13th, Mike.
And I know that's a very popular thing. People like going to Los Al, hanging out in the Vessels Club, and getting involved with that contest. How can people get involved? And, you know, it's a big part of your business plan now. That on-track dollar, as you know, it's huge.
No doubt about it, Mike. And consistently this day, then whenever we have the handicapping contest, is our biggest on-track handle for the meet. The rules of the format and the rules are already available at losalamitos.com. You can sign up online, or when you visit us on December 13th, we'll have the booth there set up for the contest. You can sign up right there, $500 to enter, but $400 is part of your wagering bank. And every dollar gets returned back to the players.
Great.
In terms of cash prizes. You can win a couple of seats to the NHC next year.
Looking forward to seeing you down there next Friday, for the beginning of that thoroughbred meet. Thanks so much, Orlando, and good luck.
Thank you, Mike. Have a great day.
All right. 8 of them tonight at Los Al. They get underway at 5:05. Couple of business notes here. John Lindo emailed me. He said, hey, I can't make it today, but I do like number 4, Yellow Card, in race 5. That is the $100,000 Stormy Liberal. This one for 3-year-olds and up at 5/8 on grass. Closing day today at Del Mar. Also, Steve Johnson up at the South Point, he says, look, take the Dolphins at home today. Let's try and turn things around. They're playing the Saints. They're way down on their luck as well. The Dolphins at home against the Saints, -5.5. They've got the National Finals Rodeo up in Las Vegas right now. Room's tough to come by, but it's a great time of the year in the lead up to the holidays to get to Vegas. Give Steve Johnson a call in the Racebook up there at 866-780-7223 or 866-780-RACE. That's the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Listen, we'll hit our final break. When we come back, going to be with Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts from the Big A Aqueduct. This is Thoroughbred LA. An hour to go. Bob Ike going to be joining us top of the next hour.
Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet, with outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, December 5th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend of racing will feature a pair of stakes races for juvenile fillies. The Grade 2 $200,000 Starlet on Saturday, with points on the line to the Kentucky Oaks. Plus, top cowbred fillies will race in the Soviet Problem on Sunday. We'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, December 5th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one. Before we get to Matthew DeSantis at Aqueduct there on Long Island, a quick word about Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California. John Fogarty knows right where it is. After all, if you remember Creedence Clearwater Revival, he was stuck in Lodi again. Very popular song there from about 1968. Back to Legacy Ranch, Forbidden Kingdom, a brilliant, multiple graded stakes winner. His first foals hit the ground in January. Go to their website, find out more about Forbidden Kingdom, perennial leader, clubhouse ride, along with new arrivals Om and Tamarando. That's at Legacy Ranch in Clemens, California, owned by Pete and Evelyn Perella. Let them take you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle. The guy to do it is farm manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980. To the phones we go. We go to the Big A and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matthew, good morning. Do you have the umbrella out?
Not yet. Maybe I should. But for right now, we're fast on the main track and just a little overcast in Long Island.
Well, let me ask you, looking into your crystal ball, can it stay fast through the day, do you think?
I think it actually has a pretty good chance of staying fast for the most part of the card. I think there might be a little bit of rain, obviously. I think a little bit later, I wouldn't be surprised if we move some post times up. But yeah. I got my fingers crossed.
Okay, talk about the carryover situation today at Aqueduct.
Absolutely. Got a $79,410 double pick six carryover that starts in race four, which goes off at 1:40 p.m. Eastern. So definitely want to make sure to get in and play on that double pick six carryover. You all have a huge carryover at Del Mar in the early pick five, too.
Well, the early pick five is amazing. It's $329,773. According to Brad Free of Daily Racing Form, with the new money bet, this thing's going to be north of $2.5 million easily. By first post time at Del Mar. But back to Aqueduct, Matt.
Yeah.
I get the impression you're going to be playing both today. But just for the listeners, you and me, what do you have for us on the nine race card today? And you guys get underway at 12:10 Eastern, which is in about 13 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to race seven, which is one of those races in that pick six sequence. Go post time 3:09 p.m. Eastern, 12:09 p.m. Pacific. And I really like the number four, Let It Ride. This is a $50,000 claimer going seven furlongs on the dirt. This is a horse that nearly broke its maiden against Scotland in debut, ran against horses like Subrogate and Post Time, Quality G, and Surveillance. Really has faced great classes. Has been on the turf for a while. L.K. Cantor Mossy got this horse from George Weaver and now is switching the horse back to the dirt where it started its career, ran some of his best figures, has already won at seven furlongs, two wins at Aqueduct. I just think there's a lot to like here at 5-1 on the morning line with the number four, Let It Ride.
Let's hope Richard Dreyfuss is listening and maybe he has a couple of shekels. You know, that movie was filmed in large part at Hollywood Park, Matt.
It was a film of my childhood. My dad showed me that, and that was one
really?
Of the ways I got into the sport. Absolutely.
That's amazing. Again, post time for the seventh. We'll call it the Let It Ride Stakes, number four, at 3:09 Eastern. Matt, we wave goodbye. Tell us how to get signed up for Naira Betts.
Absolutely. Go to Naira Betts and download Naira Betts on your app, on your phone,
You have the promo code BONUS200. Gets you up to a $200 deposit match bonus. We have promos today at Churchill, Aqueduct, and Del Mar.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, and good luck today. Stay dry.
All right. Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
Okay, that'll do it for hour one. Stay with us. Top handicapper, and you hear him every Saturday morning here with John Lindo on Thoroughbred LA from 9 to 10. Bob Ike, he joins us, weighs in with his handicapping thoughts and maybe some topics on the table. We'll find out. Andy Harrington, private clocker with National Turf, right after Bob. A whole lot of shows straight in front of us. Don't go away.
Time, time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing time, this room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. This Sunday night, we'll host trials to our final derby of the season, the Grade 2 Southern California Derby. Many of the top sophomores in the country will be in action, led by Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks winner, Shakin' Goin' On, and Town Policy Handicap winner, Astronomical 123, plus a slew of outstanding derby contenders. It's an action-packed program with the 10 fastest sophomores advancing to the Southern California Derby Final. Plus, don't miss Night Racing's Best Bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. The total pool for this promotion has now reached over $100,000. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. It's the Southern California Derby Trials this Sunday night at Los Alamitos.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. the Rags and Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Rags and Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, stakes producing Om and Clubhouse Ride. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a terrific Thanksgiving holiday wherever you may be. Glad to have you with us here on Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I want to say at the top, thanks to you folks for listening. We wouldn't be able to do it without you, and we certainly wouldn't be able to do this show without our sponsors, our great sponsors. David and Holly Wilson with the Wilson Automotive Group, Western Rooter, everybody involved there. They just year-round, they support us, and it's incredible. Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn there at Western Rooter. We mentioned Legacy Ranch in the last hour. Pete and Evelyn Perella, great supporters of the show. How about Doug and Daniel O'Neill at Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne? Just so incredibly generous, great supporters of this show, others, and our great game of Thoroughbred Racing. And I want to give a special thanks as well to the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. It really is the way Vegas ought to be. It's not a corporate situation. Free parking there year-round at the South Point. And as Steve Johnson has pointed out to me many times, they don't charge you to sit in the sports or the race book like so many other properties now up in Las Vegas. They get it. Again, thanks, sincere thanks to all of our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be here. Let's get down the road to Del Mar, say hello to Bob Ike, and I assume he's very soon going to be at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park, but on closing day, we know where to get him. It's where the turf meets the surf. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing today?
Doing well. And I heard you mention the sponsors yesterday. Listen, without them, we're not on air. That's just the way it is.
Absolutely. We have a great, loyal group that have been with us for years and allow us to do our Saturday show and you to come on Sunday. And, Mike, it's something I really enjoy. I've worn a number of hats in this game, but there's nothing I enjoy more than being part of the radio show on Saturday. So, knock on wood, we keep these sponsors and keep going well into the future.
Well, I mean, people enjoy listening to it. I can tell you that I'm one of them. I don't ever want to miss it. If folks do miss it, they can catch it archived at thoroughbredla.com. And sincere thanks as well to guys like Chris Monreal making things happen inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, Jorge Sevilla, everybody else on the AM 830 LA Angels team. It's a great spot to be right in the middle of the dial, Bob.
Absolutely. Love being on there. It's, you know, the signal's strong. You can pick it up all over. And just encourage people to listen. As you said, you go to the archive. If you missed it, all the shows are archived pretty much immediately after the show is done. So it's a great team. Our handicappers that come on every week do a tremendous job. We had, I think, three or four radio winners yesterday, Hardoon, a couple of them, Scott Shapiro. So we just really appreciate the hard work those guys do, and they come prepared every single week.
Yeah, and Bruce Finkelstein had a nice winner with you as well at Churchill Downs. So we'll be talking to Bruce in a few minutes. Bob, just your general thoughts approaching this closing day card. I have to believe this early pick five carryover of well over 329,000 is top of mind.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. It's a nice sequence. A couple of the field sizes are a bit smaller, 7 and 6. But as Brad Free said, with all that new money coming in, and if you can get an effective takeout rate of basically zero, I mean, you should be jumping in.
Yeah.
You've got a couple bookend turf races with some full fields. They look difficult. You've got the third race going there, the stake there for $100,000, a listed stake. Those are always competitive. So I don't think there's any layups in this sequence. There's a couple favorites, you know, like Hey Nay Nay will be tough to beat. I don't think the horse absolutely has to win. So I think there's some value in it. And, you know, if you're a horse player, you wait for opportunities like this because we rarely get a pick five carryover in Southern California.
Rarely, indeed. It's a 50-cent wager with a low 14% takeout. I mentioned three out of these early five races are for California breds. The second race, Calbred Maidens, 3 and up. And our man Nick Alexander, he's at it again. Bob, he named the 8 horse Maury Wills. And, of course, you grew up down near San Diego. I was in the L.A. area, and Maury was beyond huge. He broke Ty Cobb's record, 104 stolen bases in 1962, and he nosed out Willie Mays for MVP honors. But it's a nice touch. You know, he's named horses Moose Scourin, Johnny Padres, so many over the years. Let's see if Maury's got some early foot today going 5 and a half.
Yeah, and Maury Wills was kind of the forerunner of Ricky Henderson, right, with the
very
stolen bases,
so.
a couple decades in front of him. But I remember the name quite well, great player. And I love the Nick Alexander names. They could be historical. They can be sports figures. It's really kind of fun. You have to Google some of them to find out who they are.
Yeah, yeah. I remember as a kid, the public address announcer for the Dodgers, he also did the Lakers, and then I think later at the L.A. Coliseum was a guy named John Ramsey. Had a great voice. In those days, there wasn't the rah-rah stuff. Like, if you go to any game at SoFi, I mean, we've heard Al Michaels talk about it on air. You're just bombarded with audio stimuli. Whose house? Our house? All this kind of thing. But back in those days, it was very staid John Ramsey. He would say, and Maury Wills hit leadoff, he said, "Now batting, Maury Wills, shortstop." Before that, he said number 30. But it was just a very kind of regimented cadence, and everybody liked it that way, but we live in a different world.
Mike, I can't even hardly go to a live sporting event anymore. It's just the constant noise and bombardment. You can't possibly have a conversation with anybody. Every time out, every dead moment, there is you got the music blasting, and you know, maybe showing our age a little bit, but it's just not enjoyable for me anymore. You know, and I used to love live sporting events, but between that and the constant replays, they have taken a lot of the joy out of watching sports for me.
And constant replays meaning video reviews on things that just seem so basic. Let's go. Let this game breathe. It's got to have some life, you know?
A game can have a great rhythm going to it, and then in the last 2 minutes basketball, it stops to a walk. Did the ball nick the guy's finger? I mean, let's just make a call and play. Was it a quarter of an inch out of bounds? Come on, let's play ball and get on with it. And it also affects the players. They got to take a complete stop. Sometimes those reviews go for 2 or 3 minutes. It's ridiculous.
You make a good point. I mean, it's not like we're trying to determine whether or not the guy's going to go to the gas chamber. It's a game. However, now with all this emphasis on betting and everything, Bob, it's not going to change. It is not going to change.
No, it's not. If anything, it'll probably get worse. The reviews may become more prevalent. At least baseball does it fairly quickly. You know, when they go to the review, the replay.
Yeah.
It's done in a timely manner, but, man, some of these basketball reviews, they just drag on forever.
Yeah, and MLB, you know, we saw it last spring with the automated ball strike thing. I thought it worked well, what I saw. It seemed like it didn't get in the way. Here's hoping that it remains that way, because it sure looks like that's what we're going to do for the regular season.
Right. Yeah. No. I mean, the pitch clock to me was really great for baseball.
The greatest.
You know, the games would drag. I'd be fired up to go to a game, and then by about the fourth inning, I'm like, all right, I've had about enough. But now you don't take your eyes off it, because everything comes quickly, and a game can be done in a couple hours.
Bob, you know, we had Larry Colmus on in hour one. He talked about the Italian influence in the jockey standings here at this short meet. But we've got, you know, Rispoli, Fresu, and Mirko DeMuro. They're in a three-way tussle for leading rider. Again, it's a short boutique meet, but it just underscores that we've got new blood, a lot of competition, and it's good for the circuit.
It really is. Those guys are all riding well. I don't think any of them have ridden any better than Mirko DeMuro, who, frankly, I didn't think a lot of when I saw him during the summer. I thought the guy made some very poor decisions, and you know, I think I said it a couple times to people in the press box, boy, this guy probably should retire at this point. I know he had been a great rider overseas, but he's a different guy, Mike. He figured out this circuit. He's a good judge of pace. He's ridden fantastically here at the fall meet, and I love his personality. He's upbeat. He's positive. He's a little bit like Frankie Dettori. I saw him interviewed with Christina Blacker the other day. Just an upbeat, positive guy. And, you know, I'm rooting for him. He's been the highest percentage guy at the meet, and I think he's outridden everybody here.
He's an easy guy to root for, no doubt about it. Listen, a big emphasis on turf today, Bob. As you know, the two out of the three closing day stakes are on the grass. The Baiacoa is not. That's Phillies and Mares in race eight at 1 mile on the main track. But five out of the nine on the grass today. We talked a little bit about yesterday's Hollywood Derby, and I think it underscored the fact that the trip is so important. And a lot of times with closers, you got to have some good fortune, because it's a short run off of that turn for home on the Del Mar turf.
Yeah, I heard you with Larry, and I would agree. The best horse in that race was Test Score. Just did not was in a tough spot really all the way around. Mid pack on the rail, but the horse in front of it was kind of overmatched. And then Rispoli put up a great ride coming outside with Salamis and putting Test Score kind of in a box.
Right.
Salamis got the jump. Juan Hernandez, who frankly, Mike, I think has struggled at this meet. He's been the perennial leading rider pretty much every meet since Slavian Pratt left. I don't think this has been his finest hour down here. And he couldn't find room until too late. The horse finished full of run. And I think with clear sailing, no question test score wins that race. But there's always a lot of luck in turf racing. And that's why I think, you know, I'm not a huge jockey guy on the main track. But I think when it comes to turf riding, it really kind of separates the men from the boys. And it's just a different ballgame. And you have to be very tactical, very smart on the way you ride the turf.
Looking for Juan to bounce back big, and he'll be riding, I'm sure, selectively at Los Alamitos. Mr. Baffert will be involved for certain closing weekend. We've talked about him in hour one, but, Bob, a quick word on Ricky Gonzalez. I mean, he proved again, if he's got the stock, he can deliver. And, boy, he did it in a big way in yesterday's $200,000 Seabiscuit. The longest shot in a field of eight, call sign 7 for Mike McCarthy, 68.5-1. Somehow Ricky found room at the rail late from off the pace, and he's up to win by a half a length.
Yeah, that was one of the situations where the rail opened, and it was a great ride, a great trip. I'm like John Hardoon. You could give me this race to handicap 10 times, and I'm not going to come up with call sign 7. I thought El Potente was the horse to beat. He ran a big race. He looked like he was going to maybe hold them all off, but then here came call sign 7 along the inside, got the money, and then El Potente actually got nipped for second there by Astronomer. So it was kind of a blanket finish. Very good ride. Ricky, you know, his numbers have struggled here during the meet, but a win like that, a $200,000 race, certainly picks your head up.
I texted his agent, Brandon O'Brien, right after the race. I said, I lost the horse, but obviously Ricky had the map. So he found a way home. Bob, let's go ahead and see if we can get a best bet out of you here for closing day at Del Mar somewhere on this 9-race card, which gets underway at 12:30.
Well, I'm going to double down with what Brad Free liked, and that is in the 7th race, the Matriarch. I really like number 9, Suggesta, coming in for Chad Brown. He won 2 of the turf races yesterday. He's always done well shipping out for this turf festival. She was runner-up in a grade 1 at Keeneland. I thought the effort was good. She really has fired just about every race of her career, except on a yielding turf course. I think she'll get a good trip. She's tactical enough. Flavian Pratt, you know, to me, the best rider, at least in the top 2 or 3 in the world. So I like suggesting here. She's the second choice. And as much as I respect A.G. Bullitt, I think there's a little concern on her in this spot, because after the Breeders' Cup Sprint, she was sent back to be sold in that big sale. I think it's at Keeneland, Night of the Stars, or one of those where, you know, all the broodmare prospects are sold. And she was reserved, not achieved. She was bought back by her owners and put back in training. So she actually shipped, came back, missed a little bit of training after the Breeders' Cup. And it just, in my experience, when you go to plan B, it doesn't always work out. She's certainly got the ability to win. I think the miles within her range, I thought she ran huge in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. But I just think she's a little vulnerable in this spot, you know, talking about those details of not being sold when they expected to. So I like the 9 quite a bit in here, Suggesta. That would be probably a late pick 5 and a pick 6 single for me in race 7.
And Johnny V sticks with her. So, you know, that is a plus for A.G. Bullitt. But a lot to consider. Makes it a good betting race, Bob. And, you know, we had one single winning ticket in the pick 6 yesterday, and still don't have a location or an amount on that. But I think people are going to be jumping into this early 5, and then hopefully they come back in the closing day pick 6, races 4 through 9.
Well, with mandatory payoff, it's also a good day to play in the pick 6. When I was on with you a couple weeks ago, Mike, I talked about how we never get a carryover.
And we got one.
Carryover. And then we got one that day, headed into the card, I believe, that got canceled on a Friday. We had 2 cancellation days down here. One of them was made up on the Monday racing. So we lost one day. It was a 15-day meet. But I thought, all told, Breeders' Cup went terrifically, and, you know, it was a really fun meet. I'm starting to like this meet probably more than the summer meet down here. It's just good racing. It's not as crowded. The weather, you know, for the most part, we got a little bit of rain, but it held up well, and this weekend's going to be fine.
Well, we got real lucky with the weather here closing week. And, Bob, I've said this before, this Crosby meet, it is so much easier to get around town there at Del Mar. Summertime, not so much.
A little south of downtown. So, yeah, it gets pretty congested going along PCH there. But to me, more fun here. You get start earlier, get out earlier.
Right.
You know, you're not having dinner at 8 o'clock. And it's just it makes it really enjoyable.
Bob, hope to see you at the Derby Room sometime real soon there at Fairplex Park.
Definitely. There we'll have breakfast.
Okay, terrific. Bob Ike with us from Del Mar, and you can catch him Saturday mornings 9 to 10 here on Thoroughbred LA along with John Lindo. Let's stick with the phones right now, and we're going to say hello to Andy Harrington from National Turf. Andy, good morning. I'm sorry, Andy, I didn't catch that.
Oh, morning, Michael. How are you doing?
Just great. Are there turf works this morning with the meet about over?
No. Well, this is my last day at Del Mar was yesterday. There's no turf drills on the final day.
Okay.
We have no grass racing until the day after Christmas on the Southern California circuit with no, obviously, turf course at Los Alamitos. So, no.
Yeah. I looked for you Thursday morning at Santa Anita. I didn't see you, so hope I'm not talking out of school. You got to have a day off every now and again.
Well, I was down at Del Mar. My family had Thanksgiving.
Great.
Down there. And so I did a little dual clocking in the morning and Thanksgiving turkey in the afternoon.
All right, before we get a best bet, let's talk about Andy Harrington. I have a lot of people saying, hey, I heard Andy's going to retire. You and your wife lost your home due to fire. It wasn't Palisades or Eaton Canyon, but it was a fire nonetheless. You guys live, I guess, in the South Bay. What's going on with your personal situation? Are you going to keep going at nationalturf.com?
Absolutely. You know, just with everything, the uncertainty with insurance and you know, the fixing up of the house, you know, best to keep the workhorse straight. So we're gonna keep going at least through the Santa Anita meet. So I will send notes around to all my subscribers to that effect the next week or two, and see if they want to re-up for the big meet starting.
Well, they do.
Day after Christmas, yeah.
They do. I guarantee you, one of the most highly respected clockers in America with us, Andy Harrington from NationalTurf.com. Andy, I don't think I've ever asked you this. How did you get involved with the stopwatch?
I was just your basic track rat, you know, cutting classes and going out and watching the races and losing too much money probably. And I met a guy as we were watching the replays after a race. His name was Ron, and he was a clocker at Holly Park, and he was looking to get a second guy. This is back when we had Holly Park and Santa Anita works in the morning. So he wanted me over at Santa Anita, so he sort of gave me the bare bones of how to clock, and then the rest is just kind of repetition, and I learned a little bit from him. But most of clocking is trial and error, and that was 1990. I'm dating myself, obviously. So,
right.
I didn't have any horse racing background. I was just, you know, enamored with the game from the time Secretariat won the Triple Crown.
73.
73, when I was 10 years old. I'm like, My family's red shag carpet watching the Triple Crown series. I just got hooked via the TV and, you know, the wide world of sports back when they used to have horse racing on, that kind of stuff, you know. So, it was just your basic fan. It just got lucky and, clocking seemed this mysterious profession that everybody seemed to know a clocker. And so I ended up, you know, getting the brethren of the clocker group here. So, and that was, it's been a great run.
Where'd you grow up, Andy?
San Diego. I grew up in San Diego.
Okay.
And, you know, I would harangue my dad to take me out and go. That's back when you could go in the last three races for free. After the seventh or after the eighth, I can't remember. And then we'd get in, I put my $2 on horses and, you know, the same kind of thing that most guys do. They get the racing form from the liquor store and make, imaginary bets. And then the next day see how it went and just kind of learn the game and, read handicapping books from the library, and horse racing background, just kind of as a fan and just trying to learn the game that way. And then the other part of it is watching the horses coming out here when I started clocking, and that was something I had no touchstone with. These just becomes, you know, watching how the horses move and how they look is totally different than, you know.
And their markings, and you got to where you could identify horses. Obviously, identifying stables easier with their saddle towels, but identifying the individual horses, matching it up against the official work tab from the track, and just kind of putting the puzzle together, and you're really good at it, Andy.
Thank you.
Well, let's see how good you are today, huh? What have you done for us lately? Who do you like on the closing day card?
Well, let's go to the last race of the pick five sequence, the fifth race in here. And Wesley Ward has a horse, the number six horse in here, No Nay Hudson. This horse was actually entered in the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, but drew the also's and never got into the body of the race. It's trained down here at Del Mar over the grass and on the had some really nice gallops. It's a gorgeous-looking gelding. It comes out of a win at Woodbine. It has run on the Del Mar turf course a couple times and done pretty well. Got ran against Notorious and lost a close race there year before last. But it's 8-1 in a really wide open field. This is a really interesting, fun race to watch. There is a lot of speed in the race, so we're going to go in the fifth race with number six, No Nay Hudson from the Wesley Ward barn.
8-1 on the morning line, a very consistent form, Andy, and post time for that at 2:32 Pacific. NationalTurf.com. Look for Andy Harrington. It's all there for you. One of the most highly respected private clockers in America. Andy, enjoy the weekend with the family, and we'll talk to you next weekend from Los Alamitos. Okay, Andy Harrington with us. And listen, before we break, folks, as we stated in hour one, it's closing day at Del Mar, mandatory payouts, a huge carryover in the early pick five. Hey, now's the time to check out maybe a computer-generated method of trying to isolate a big price horse here and there. If you are a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Folks, stay tuned. We've got former jockey, member of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, a winner of more than 4,200 races, my good friend Ray Sabil. He's standing by from Lafayette, Indiana. If we get official word on Lane Kiffin jumping to the Tigers at LSU, Ray's going to jump in on our newsmaker line. Meantime, next up is Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Don't go away.
All Monday morning, ooh. Monday morning, couldn't guarantee.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under the supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our newest additions to the 2026 breeding season, Tamarando and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
We come on this loop, John B. McGrath.
Welcome back, and folks, sincere thanks to that man you just heard, Juan Hernandez, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. My sincere thanks to Mike Conboy, his wife Kelly, and everybody involved at Uncle Chemo's. No better supporter of the show for a long time now than Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. It's a great gift for the holidays. I cannot thank them enough, honestly. I spoke with Mike and his wife briefly yesterday. Just hats off. We wouldn't be here without them, no question about it. And we wouldn't be here without Los Alamitos either. We'll be talking to Bob Mazursky on behalf of Los Al in just a few minutes. Regarding the CTBA, folks, great supporters of the show, go to their website, ctba.com. They've got their flagship foal incentive program, and they've also got the pilot program for broodmares. They're doing everything they can to upgrade the broodmare band statewide here in California. We're facing a lot of challenges, yes, but we also continue to have tremendous assets, including, for the most part, the best weather in North America in the winter. Go to ctba.com for more on the story about owning and breeding here in California. Let's get up to Nevada right now, Las Vegas to be exact, and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Going well. Listen, hats off to you. You had not one but two winners on radio yesterday from Churchill Downs, a filly by the name of On Time Girl at $8.22, and then you also had Bella Ballerina on air with John and Bob at 10:28. And if folks went to BetOnBruce.com, the late pick five from Churchill Downs, a 50-cent ticket, a $72 investment, that came back $1,057. And I can't imagine going to the races today, getting involved in this huge early five carryover at Del Mar without hitting your website, betonbruce.com.
Appreciate it, yeah. And we've really had a lot of fun, you know, looking at the, not only Southern California, of course, but the Kentucky product. I don't know, Mike, if you looked at that card, it was amazing yesterday, that Stars of the Future card at, and they do it twice, I believe.
Is it really true? Are there that many two-year-olds on the ground in North America, let alone in one property, Churchill Downs?
Apparently, and they just don't stop coming.
Amazing.
It was just great gambling and just high quality and quantity. Couldn't be better for this time of the year. And we cashed in, hopefully a few of you did, in that late pick five yesterday. But a lot of fun handicapping those races. It's closing day today at Churchill Downs also.
I know it is. I want to pick your brain on closing day at Del Mar, but let's talk Churchill first. I know that's where you're going.
Yeah, this is not Stars of the Future. This is a bunch of good older races for older horses today. I'm going to take a look, Mike, at the ninth race, and I really like some moves here on the 12-horse Presider. First of all, huge rider switch going to Jose Ortiz, who, if not mistaken, he was the leading rider. He kind of switched circuits and became the leading rider in the Churchill Downs spring meeting, I believe. And he's really found a home here. He's a great rider. And Presider also switches to Joe Sharp, kind of a lateral move. The previous trainer was also a solid trainer. But like what I've seen there, this is a horse that used to run in SoCal. I don't know if you remember this guy. They try to make a marathon out of him. In his last four races, he's got 3 mile-and-a-half races and a mile-and-a-quarter. He actually won one of those mile-and-a-quarter races, but he was an effective middle-distance horse in his day, too. He's run well in the middle-distance races. With Jose aboard today, this horse has some early speed in an otherwise paceless race, and with all those furlongs into him coming out of those marathons, he should be doubly, he should have a lot of conditioning, a lot of stamina. Look for an aggressive ride here today. Race 9, the 12, Presider at 6-1 on the morning line.
Jose Ortiz for Joe Sharp, and post time for the ninth on closing day at Churchill Downs at 4:55 Eastern. Come on out to Del Mar. I know you're looking forward to the closing day card here in this huge carryover in the early pick five, Bruce.
Yeah, let's do a race in the early pick five. I'm going to go to the featured, one of the featured races, the Cecil B. DeMille Stakes, the third race. And I really like the five here, the maiden breaker for D'Amato, Irish Shocked, I believe it is. The first two races, one in Ireland, one in Santa Anita, were sprints, and they were just okay, nothing special. But he really found his niche, I think, going long on the turf. He rallied. He was down inside. He grabbed the front runner, Mike. And that front runner was running a big race, Army Man, who had everything his own way. He was not quitting. Irish Shock came with a very strong stretch kick to get him late. Now, there was split divisions that day of this same maiden race, and this was the faster of the split divisions. The other race, this was run at 136-2. The other one was 137, so it's the faster of the two. That's a plus. He gets a little bit of a weight break from the favorite, Hey Nay Nay. He's got about a 4-pound weight break here. He could be the up-and-comer with the stretch kick, and he's a nice price on the morning line. Race 3, the 5, Irish Shock, listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
And race 3 at Del Mar goes at 132 today. Bruce, set the table for the website now. Closing day at Del Mar, Churchill Downs. What's next in the week ahead at betonbruce.com?
So we'll definitely cover Los Alamitos and some good gambling there all the time. Don't forget about Los Alamitos. We'll be kind of dabbling between fairgrounds and Gulfstream Park. So when I, you know, whichever track I prefer, we'll go with. But those will be the two winter tracks for now that we'll be taking a look at, aside from Southern California.
Terrific. Hey, Bruce, all the best here on closing day at Del Mar, and hope you're having a great holiday up there with the family.
Take care, Mike.
You as well. We'll close this segment out, as we most always do, with Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap and Bob's own morning line each racing day in Southern California in the Southern California News Group papers, as well as at todaysracingdigest.com. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a guy calling in right now, Bob. I'll conference you in. You know him. On our newsmaker line, I'm told this is retired jockey, Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame member, Ray Sabil. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Hello, Mike. How are you today?
Good. What do you have for us? Is Kiffin jumping to the Tigers?
Well, the news is he's holding a meeting with his players this afternoon at 2 o'clock.
Well, wait a minute. But how many of these damn meetings are we going to have? Either do it or get out of the room. Let's go.
You got to meet with your players. You got to tell your players. And what I'm hearing is one of the sticking points is that he wants to coach the team into the playoffs.
And Ole Miss is saying, no, we're not going to let you use this as a recruiting deal for LSU.
Well, it doesn't matter recruiting him anymore because they can leave anytime they want and play next year. Ole Miss said that they would match any offer that anybody gave. But if you listen to the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame this year, the inauguration with Nick
Saban.
He gave a speech that was unbelievable. And he said he was at Michigan State where they were doing fantastic. He said, but their views wasn't his views. He came to LSU where their views matched. He could do it, and he won the national championship. You see, so Lane Kiffin is not leaving Ole Miss because of money. Because they'll match anything. He's leaving because he thinks he can win a national championship at LSU.
Well, yeah.
He obviously doesn't think he could win it at Ole Miss.
Well, that's why Jimmy Johnson left Oklahoma State for the U. They're in Miami, Ray. But anyway, I'm glad to hear we're having another damn meeting. He's meeting with the players, and he's going to fill them in. Ray, thank you so, so much. Say hello to Eddie D, Dot, Juanita, and stay safe down there.
We will. We get much-needed rain today.
Are you in Sunset, Louisiana?
Sunset, Louisiana, USA.
All right. Thanks so much, Ray.
Okie dokie. You have it as I have it.
As I have it. Yeah, you and Bill Gar. Ray Sabil, there he is. I was told long ago, folks, by trainer Phil Avieto, who was working for a guy by the name of Richard Hazleton, when Ray was doing all the good in Chicago, they had to widen the roads down there in Sunset so he could navigate that brand-new Cadillac he was buying every year there at back home in Sunset, tongue-in-cheek. Let's say hello to Bob Mazursky on behalf of Los Alamitos Racecourse, and obviously he's got something to say about closing day at Del Mar. But, Bob, talk about the opening day card this Friday at Del Mar, what you're looking for over the two-weekend meet.
Yeah, we have we start on Friday, as you said. We'll go two 3-day weeks, Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, so December 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then the 12th, 13th, and 14th. We have the Starlet on the 6th of December. That's the Grade 2 $200,000 race for two-year-old fillies. Then a week later is the Los Alamitos Futurity, which is for two-year-olds. They're both for $200,000, both at a mile and a 16th. We have the, you know, traditional $2 pick six, the $1 pick fours, as the nighttime does, you know, on the first races 2 through 5, and then the last four on the card. So looking forward to all that.
And, you know, we've got this huge early five carryover today at Del Mar. Did you mention you've got that as well on your menu?
Yes.
Yeah, that 50-cent early five. Such a popular wager. And as has been noted, the carryovers are very tough to come by with this bet.
No, absolutely. It's very unusual when you have a carryover in the pick five in California.
All right, Bob, are you entering now for opening day?
We'll enter Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. Get a little bit closer to it. Okay, let's talk about the closing day card at Del Mar. Who do you like for the radio audience?
I like Call Me Sir in the first race. He gets a jockey change of Juan Hernandez. Kind of had a rough trip last time. I think the horse maybe can bounce back with Juan Hernandez taking on. So Call Me Sir in race one.
Call Me Sir for Mark Glatt. Going to be Bob M's best bet of the day. And, Bob, I noted that in addition to all the SoCal newspaper group papers, you're also at todaysracingdigest.com.
That's right. Do Southern California selections each racing day.
And, Bob, what about Lane Kiffin? Now, this is – he's obviously a great offensive coach. He's done great things at Ole Miss. But it seems to me like – and I'm way out of this lane, but – he's kind of wanting everything his way here at the end of this deal. He's obviously going to go to LSU. It's just a matter of how. We remember Pat Hayden firing him at LAX. He's traveled around, but this thing, hopefully it comes to a conclusion today.
No, I agree, and it's obviously he's going to go to LSU. I mean, there's stories today that he's already lining up assistant coaches and everything. So
yeah.
you know, we'll see what happens. But I agree with Ole Miss. You know, why should they let him coach in the playoff? You know, you're leaving, so goodbye.
And, adios.
You know, just like, well, let's see if he can win the national championship at LSU, because Brian Kelly thought the same thing, and we know where he is now.
Thanks so much, Bob. Have a great day, man.
All right. Take care.
All right. One final break. We'll hit it now. Coming back strong with Toby Cowell from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon. Don't go away.
Monday, sometimes it just turns out that way.
Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no water.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit returns to beautiful Orange County. It's the Los Alamitos Winter Thoroughbred Meet, with outstanding daytime racing beginning here on Friday, December 5th. First post is 12:30 p.m. Pacific. The opening weekend of racing will feature a pair of stakes races for juvenile fillies. The Grade 2 $200,000 Starlet on Saturday, with points on the line to the Kentucky Oaks. Plus, top cowbred fillies will race in the Soviet Problem on Sunday. We'll host our on-track handicapping contest on Saturday, December 13th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. The card will feature the Los Alamitos Futurity, a race with points on the line to the Kentucky Derby. And when the sun goes down during the winter meet, the fun continues with weekend day and night doubleheaders at Los Alamitos. The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos. Opening day is Friday, December 5th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I want to go home. So hoist up.
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my sincere thanks here to Chris Monreal inside at the Big A in Anaheim. Let's get down to South Florida and say hello to Toby Cowlett. Hey, Toby, good morning. I see you've got a 10-race card today at Gulfstream Park. I want you to be nice this morning. But anyway, where do you want to go for radio?
Well, I will be nice, Mike, because today there's an excuse. There was rain in Hallandale Beach. So off the turf yet again, yet to run a turf race at the championship meet. But that's okay. Maybe Thursday. You never know. I did warn you last Sunday that there was a chance that opening day was going to be a 1-7 dirt against turf against Pepetta. But today we need to make money because that pick five carryover, the early pick five at Del Mar, is important. So I'm going to take you to the third at Gulfstream. Scratch the eight, Darling Darley. There's seven left in there. And here, coming off my horses to watch list, is the three, Evanora. We're going to use her on top of the seven, Madness, the two, she's high maintenance, and the one, Worldly Beauty. 3-7-2-1. We're not only going to have fun playing the third, but we're going to build up our bankroll so we have more to fire in the 3:30 Eastern at Del Mar.
Okay, Gulfstream Park. Toby Callett says it's number three, Evanora, and that's in race three, correct?
That is correct, sir. You are correct.
Last thing, how do you feel about all this noise now at live sports venues?
I don't care for it much at all. I much prefer to watch the game.
They pump it in on the radio and TV broadcasts.
Well, I'm on the most racetracks, to be honest with you. I'm on mute button anymore. I'm on the mute button on most sporting events that I watch. The only time I like it is like with the hockey, which I love to watch. I love it when, like on Saturday nights, you get the hockey night in Canada, and you get those broadcasts. Those announcers are really, really good.
Yeah, and Grapes belongs in the Hall of Fame up there, Toby.
I beg your pardon?
Grapes belongs in the Hall of Fame. I can't believe he's not in, Don Cherry.
I agree.
That is a travesty. Hey, anyway.
Absolutely.
Toby, thanks so much.
Have a nice day. Thank you very much, and we'll talk next week.
And thanks for being nice, Toby. Really appreciate it. Take two now with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs, New York. Hey, John, come on out to Del Mar.
Yeah, Mike. Well, we have a breaking news here at Aqueduct. It looks like, it's not official, but it looks like they're going to cancel the remainder of the card. The horses have been walking in the paddock for the last 22 minutes. The race was 22 minutes, supposed to go off 22 minutes ago, and they didn't even bring out the saddles yet. The weather is starting to get a little worse out there. So they've run
two races, right, John?
No, they've run one, and that's all they've run. Post time for the second race was 23 minutes ago, and it didn't go off yet. So,
oh boy,
I would say that. I mean, it's not official, but watching this over the years, that's usually what happens, right? So,
right,
it is what it is. And Toby's complaining about a race coming off grass and going to Topeka. Well, we got races coming off of everything and going nowhere. So.
All right, we're on everything. I don't mean substances. We're on our assigned surfaces today at Del Mar. It's closing day, mandatory payouts. Let's make some money, John.
All right, Mike, let's look at the sixth race today, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number five horse in here, See Through It. This is a neat 8-year-old gelding. He fires every time. He's a meat and potatoes guy. You know, he just runs his races. Diego Pierre rides 6-1 on the morning line for trainer Janeo Vallejo. And 6-1, I like the price. Number five, See Through It, wins today. Sixth race out at Del Mar.
Okay, number five, See Through It. And again, two on-air winners yesterday, John. So let's keep it going. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that this is closing day here at Del Mar, also at Churchill Downs. Certainly hope to be back up and running, or we'll see what happens today at Aqueduct. But that said, tell us about the website, jonhardwon.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Del Mar, Churchill, Gulfstream, and what's left of Aqueduct if they run.
Yeah, a big if, correct?
Correct, Mike. Well, again, just horses that aren't dressed and no jockeys. That's not a good sign.
No. Well, what did it look like during the running of the first race? I mean, is it sloppy already?
No, it's fine, but it's starting to sleet and hail. You know, the problem is, and this is what really pisses people off, you don't run one race and then cancel. Give it to Del Mar and Santa Anita. They canceled 3 weeks in advance, but in New York, the worst thing you could do is have people come out and start playing and then cancel. So, it is, again, you can't control the weather, and it is what it is. So.
Well, the good news there, if there is any, not many people coming out. So
no, that's true.
They're at home. They really haven't been inconvenienced all that greatly, right?
Unless they're going to the casino, that's true. And believe me, they get a lot of people at that stupid casino, but they do, and that's what supports the game. So
yeah.
Good for them.
Well, listen, John, you drove up last night after the Thanksgiving with family from Long Island up to Saratoga Springs. You told me, what, it's 180 miles, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
3.5 hours.
Okay.
And it was good. We beat the traffic, so
right.
There you go.
Right. I just got a text from Bob Bedeker, a great guy, great family. Told me he got off school the day Maury Will stole his 104th base, which was in that playoff with the San Francisco Giants here at Dodger Stadium back in 62. So some good memories to kind of close things out. And I don't like all the ambient noise at the stadiums either, John.
Neither do I. By the way, Mike, you think Nick Alexander tipped this horse off? You know, they probably saw him work and said, boy, he's fast. Maury Wills, perfect name. I think he tipped the crowd off.
John, he bears watching on just that account. Believe me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree.
Thanks so much, man. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Thanks to everybody for listening. And thanks to all of our sponsors. We'll see you next week from Los Alamitos Racecourse right here on AM 830, the home of the Angels.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Get your group tickets today and experience the excitement of 2026 Angels baseball with your group of 20 or more. Tickets start at just $7 per seat when you visit angels.com/groups. Call 7144-ANGELS or visit angels.com today.
Craving fresh, fast, and flavorful? Swing by Stoke Salad. Enjoy fusion flavors, poke bowls, rice bowls, and wraps, all packed with a bold, fresh taste. Want fresh? Then your go-to place is Stoke Salad. Come see how they're changing the salad game and putting Stoke back in your bowl. Visit Stoke Salad off the 405 Normandy exit inside the Enclave. A little bit of Australia right here in Torrance. You can also visit them online at StokeSalad.com.
If you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my friends.
For my community.
For everyone here.